We're now joined by Jeff Howe of The Athletic. He's brought to us by Rockland Federal Credit Union. At Rockland Federal Credit Union, free means free. Free online banking and debit card, no minimum balance, and no monthly fee. Visit rfcu.com today to find a location near you. Jeff, that one we heard right there was the thoughts of Bill Belichick on the Green Bay defense. What do you make of this Green Bay defense?
Yeah, so I think last week, any team that can compete with the Rams, you know, you kind of move them up a notch in your book, right, because the Rams are so good this year. And they stymied the Rams for almost 30 full minutes last week. The Rams didn't score an offensive point until the final seconds of the first half. That was because the Packers changed some stuff up with their looks, like Belichick was talking about, the sub packages, heavy on the defensive backs. They also played a scheme that they hadn't shown at any other point this season. And they did it so poorly that they were confusing themselves defensively. And Mike Pettine walked over to a member of the Rams after the game and he said, "If we didn't know what we were doing, we figured you couldn't know what we were doing." So it was such a weird wrinkle that Pettine installed going into that Rams game that they screwed themselves over, and it actually worked in their favor because whatever they were running wasn't working. I mean, it's so bizarre. So I think if you're Mike Pettine, do you double down this week? Do you just, you know, start drawing up and concocting new defensive schemes to try to throw off a guy like Tom Brady who has seen it all? I mean, it's such a bizarre way that worked last week, at least until obviously the Rams pulled away and won that game.
Yeah, you want to have tendency breakers. That's interesting because the Patriots are always like, well, we would rather all be wrong, you know, together than have one guy doing one defense, another guy doing another defense. Kind of sounds like that's what Green Bay was doing, but it actually sort of worked for them. Speaking of defenses, let's talk about the Patriots defense here, Jeff. Davante Adams has been great this season, but particularly in the last three games, 133 yards receiving or more in all of those games. Is this game the type of game why the Patriots went out and paid Stephon Gilmore the money that they're paying him?
It should be, and Gilmore's been on fire too. So this is about as good of a matchup as you could kind of ask for at this point in the season between a corner and a wide receiver. So Gilmore, over the last six games, hasn't allowed more than two catches on his assignment. So if you're the Patriots, you have to use Gilmore one-on-one against Adams as much as you possibly can. Now, obviously, they mix in some zones, and they have to do that, and that might be when a guy like Adams starts to do his damage. But it all starts with that, and I think that'll be a fascinating one to watch because Gilmore has been so good. I mean, I said it was six straight that he's allowed two or fewer catches. The other two games at the beginning of the season, he allowed three catches. So it's not like he started poorly. I mean, I know there were a couple touchdowns in there early in the season, but Gilmore's been on fire. And then you look from, you know, the layers from there. How does Aaron Rodgers exploit the second and third options? You know, can he attack guys that aren't being covered by Gilmore, if it's Adams or whatever? Because he's as good at identifying matchup advantages in his favor as any quarterback like Tom Brady or who else. You know, we saw a lot of that in 2014 during that late season stretch when guys like Rodgers and some of those elite quarterbacks the Patriots saw, they would sort of go away from Revis and others and try to find the, you know, the stuff that's in their favor. But then, you know, you look at a Chung-Graham matchup. Chung's been outstanding the last couple weeks, as has Devin McCourty. He's been a lot better at his sort of a bounce-back stretch for him. So, you know, again, this is all about, can Jason McCourty, J.C. Jackson, John Jones, can they hold up their end of the bargain?
All right, Jeff, appreciate you being here. Check out Jeff's coverage on Twitter, @JeffBHowe, and, of course, @TheAthletic as well. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.